from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Well, U.S. President Donald Trump is catching some flack tonight, not so much for what he said, but this time it's for what he didn't say. The president's White House staff secretary, Rob Porter, had to resign this week as reports emerged from his two ex-wives that he had been not only emotionally but physically abusive. Trump's reaction today was only that he was very sad.
He says he's innocent, and I think you have to remember that.
The president is coming under much criticism tonight for not having mentioned the former wives or their claims that Porter physically and psychologically abused them. The revelations about Porter have raised fresh questions about the attitude of senior White House staff toward allegations of improper behavior by employees. It also cast a spotlight on the practice of allowing staff without security clearances to work in and around the Oval Office. Trump on Friday would do little more than wish his aide well.
We certainly wish him well. It's a obviously tough time for him. He did a very good job when he was in the White House.
Media reports say Chief of Staff John Kelly apparently had prior knowledge of Porter's inappropriate behavior. With President Donald Trump's signature, the U.S. government reopened Friday after a short shutdown. Very early on Friday morning, the House of Representatives followed the Senate in passing the bill. The two-year budget deal will provide funding for defense as well as domestic programs. The 2018 Winter Olympics are underway amid extraordinary unity between the two Koreas. Athletes from South and North Korea marched behind the blue and white Korean unification flag. These fans were on hand for the opening ceremonies.
Great opening ceremony. It's going to be a fantastic event, and this evening was wonderful.
It was beautiful. It was perfect, and we're very glad we were here. Part of history.
Amazing.
History was made here tonight. It's fantastic. We're very glad.
This is VOA News. The Egyptian military, including ground units, the Air Force, Navy, and police, launched a nationwide operation against terrorists on Friday, focusing on the northern Sinai region, Egypt's delta, and areas close to the Libyan border. Egyptian media reports that strategic sectors of the country are on high alert. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video on Arab TV showed Egyptian Air Force planes targeting regions of the northern Sinai, where intermittent insurgent attacks have kept the country's military on the defensive in recent years. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi repeatedly has accused regional powers, including Turkey and Qatar, of supporting Islamic militants and terrorists battling the Egyptian government. Both countries deny the charges. Analyst Saeed Sadiq tells VOA, however, that a Tanzanian flagged ship bound for Libya was seized by Greek naval vessels in January.
Many of the terrorist incidents that happen in Egypt are also motivated by foreign regional powers.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Social media footage appeared to show that children were among civilians injured in airstrikes in rebel-held towns in Syria. The video is said to be filmed today in eastern Ghouta and Douma, purported to show the aftermath of aerial bombardment. Several children were among the victims pulled out from under the rubble of damaged buildings by members of the White Helmet Civil Defense Group. Warplanes have mounted further attacks on the rebel strongholds near Damascus. President Bashar al-Assad, who has seized a clear advantage in the war with Russia and Iranian help, is hammering two of the last key rebel pockets of Syria, eastern Ghouta and Idlib, in the northwest near the Turkish border. U.S. stocks managed to bounce back today after having slumped early Friday afternoon. A roller coaster ride where the Dow was down 500, up 500, finally closed with a respectable 330-point gain. Eric Wiegand is a U.S. Bank senior portfolio manager.
We're encouraged that we did move off, that 200-day moving average, but this contraction's been very compressed. Historically, they tend to extend over many more sessions, not just a week. So we would like to, see some things stabilize in order to maintain that confidence.
Having dropped 10% in the last week, as of yesterday, the stock market was deemed officially to be into correction territory. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.